This edition of the X Podcast is brought to you by Native and Audible. This is K-Town. I'm going to take you through some of the most creepy, chilling, and downright terrifying experiences you've ever heard. This is the X Podcast. Listener discretion is advised. All right, thank you for joining me tonight for another edition of the X Podcast. I am your host, K-Town. And before we get to tonight's edition, I need to give some shout outs because you guys are following through and leaving some awesome, awesome ratings and reviews. So I want to recognize those people. And first off, let me recognize Bridger Y61 says, super creepy, but I love the stories. And then we have ELVY, not sure how to pronounce that, but you say it's good, scary content. If you like being spooked, this will definitely live up to your expectations. Thank you for that. And we have Hey Stop It says, creepy as hell. Love the voice. Love the content. Keep it up. All right. I love that. And then Heather's Damage says, I love this podcast. This is hands down my favorite spooky true crime podcast. So good and so, so creepy. The episodes about the dark web are my favorite, and I think about it consistently. Well, I'll tell you, Heather's Damage, I have more where that came from, but these editions will only be released for Patreon supporters. But I have to say, I'm really happy that you guys found the dark web material really creepy, because I have to be honest with you, when I recorded that, I had crazy anxiety. It was ridiculous. It was really, really unnerving. So I have more of it. And if you're a Patreon supporter, you'll get to enjoy those. All right, let's get to Trevor says, awesome. Such an awesome, creepy podcast. Your voice makes it that much better. If I could give you more than 5 stars, I would. Thank you, Trevor. Wolverine 3439 says, awesome. Awesome podcast. It keeps me going throughout the workday. Keep up the awesome work. And we have Blue 7 says, good stuff. K-Town's voice is mesmerizing, and the subject matter is creepy and interesting. Thank you, Blue 7. And P2222YM says, great addition. Great to see another K-Town podcast. All right, let me send out some mad love to some of the newest members of our Patreon community for the X Podcast. And the first one is Ben. And then we have Patricia Casa and Daniela. I can't even pronounce. Let's call her Daniela V. Dana Johnson, Donna Butler, Joe Abril, Jason DeLaby. That may be wrong, and I'm sorry, Jason, if it is. Cece, Brianna, Patty Moore, and we have Sarah Keeley. We really appreciate that you have taken the step to join our Patreon community, and we want to see that continue to grow. And I promise you, we have some killer, crazy, disturbing episodes that we're going to put over there for you. All right, enough talking. Let's get on with the show. You can't move. There's something pressing down on you, on your chest, making it hard to breathe. The room is dark, but the darkness has a razor edge, not merely a shadow, but something malicious. Then you see the shivering little child in the corner of the bedroom. At the time the child sees you, you try to scream, but all you can manage is a choked, terrified whisper as the child starts crawling towards you in the dark. It's estimated that around 40% of the population has experienced sleep paralysis. Modern research into the phenomena agrees that sleep paralysis is most likely caused when a person wakes suddenly from rapid eye movement, a sleep stage in which the body is essentially paralyzed to prevent it from acting out dreams. But all the science in the world can't make it easier to deal with a nightmare unfolding before your open eyes. The following stories come from a range of sources. Are they real? No more real than any dream, perhaps. But fact or fiction, there was a brief moment in time when someone actually watched them and believed that the terrifying creatures of the night were slinking closer through the dark. Here are a few of those stories. This story comes from a student known only as Adam, who experienced sleep paralysis one night when he fell asleep reading a book. The last thing he remembered was slowly falling asleep with the book in his hands and the muffled sounds of the television coming from the living room downstairs. When he came to, the room looked exactly the same. The bedside lamp was still lit, and the book was lying on his chest, but the entire room had grown frigid. With the cold air came the feeling that someone was watching him, although the room was empty. But when he tried to look around, Adam realized he couldn't move. His hands were as heavy as stone. His legs, stretched out over the blanket, might as well have belonged to a mannequin. And just when the feeling that someone he couldn't see was in the room with him grew strongest, the bedside lamp switched off with a quiet click. He couldn't scream. Every muscle was paralyzed. And out of the darkness floated the figure of an old man with no eyes. Just dark, empty sockets pouring out blood. Unprovoked, the old man flew into a terrifying rage, shouting and grabbing at Adam's legs. As a chilling footnote, when he woke up, Adam realized that the old man had been his grandfather. This next one is about children. Children can be creepy, even if you have kids, especially if you have kids. There's something about the thought of a deranged, killer child that sends a chill up your spine. Even the mere imagery is unsettling. Just imagine a young boy standing in a dark hallway with blank eyes and a serrated hunting knife clutched in his tiny fist. And this story is an example of everything we think we have to fear about a paranormal progeny. One such sufferer of sleep paralysis says that he has it a lot, as often as a few times a week. But there was only one event that made him terrified to go to sleep. He was in the bed with his eyes closed when he heard a young boy's voice ask him, "Can you see me?" He was used to sleep paralysis, so he wasn't surprised when he found that he couldn't move any part of his body except his eyes. When he opened his eyes, he saw a little boy watching him sleep from the foot of his bed. The little boy asked the same question again, and the man says he closed his eyes and tried to force himself awake. Even though he knows that it's a dream, it's the most real hallucination he's ever seen. While his eyes were closed, the little boy kept asking, "Can you see me?" And each time he said it, his voice got deeper. Then the guy says he felt something brush across his shoulder, and he opened his eyes to see the kid inches from his face. In a deep, guttural voice, the boy screamed, "Can you see me?" That's when the guy woke up, deeply shaken by the experience. This next story involves a man who only identifies himself as Rich, and he says that he started experiencing sleep paralysis when he was only 12 years old. He claims that he woke up one night unable to move, but he could see his bedroom clearly. As he lay there, paralyzed, his bedroom door creaked open and a little man stepped inside. Rich describes him as a small human-like creature, about 12 inches tall. The little man looked at Rich, then suddenly he leapt up onto the bed and ran across Rich's body towards his face. As soon as he reached Rich's head, the humanoid disappeared. That was the first night Rich remembers having sleep paralysis, but it wasn't the last. He continued having similar experiences into adulthood, most of them characterized by an evil presence coming into his room at night. Rich's story ends with him digging into the mystery and coming to the personal realization that the attacks were being caused by demons. He claims that the only way he was able to make the attack stop was to shout Jesus' name every time he felt one coming on. All right, now I want to talk to you about something that may be a little uncomfortable, but very necessary. We have to be diligent now to take care of our health. And I mean, in terms of the products that we use every day. That's why I want to introduce you to Native. Native has simple, safe, and effective products that people use in their bathroom every day. With over 8,000 five-star reviews, the ingredients in their products are trusted and the performance is unmatched. Formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc, all of their ingredients are natural, such as coconut oil and shea butter. No animal testing ever, and they offer free shipping and returns. Our team here at the X Podcast uses Native deodorant, and we can tell you that it works. People absolutely love this deodorant. You can check them out in Today Show, Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar, Refinery 29, and many more. We've all heard the term less is more, and in this case, it's absolutely true. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in their deodorant. And your health is worth it. As we know, aluminum may be linked to some serious health ramifications, and you won't have to worry about that because Native is aluminum-free, so you know it's safe and effective. They've got variety covered for men and women, plus they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. Or maybe you want it unscented, and you can get that. And they also have baking soda-free formula for those with sensitivities. You owe it to yourself to check it out, and we use it here with absolutely no complaints. And right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and using the promo code KTOWN during checkout. Again, to get 20% off your first purchase, please visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KTOWN during checkout. Remember that by supporting Native, you are supporting the X Podcast. Again, to get 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KTOWN during checkout. I want to talk to you about a match made in heaven for listeners of this show, and that's Audible. With the best selection of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment hands down, Audible is something you can enjoy anywhere, literally. Whether you're sitting and waiting at an appointment, or you're on a plane, or at the gym, it is definitely worth having. And not to mention those killer Audible originals created exclusively for audio, including documentaries, exclusive audiobooks, and scripted shows that you can't hear anywhere else. And right now, Audible members are getting more than ever before. Every month, you can choose one audiobook, regardless of the price, as well as two Audible originals from a fresh selection. And at Audible, they want you to be satisfied. If you get a title that you don't like, you can easily exchange it for something else. Also, as a member, you get unlimited access to exclusive guided fitness and meditation programs. Sign up for free updates from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, delivered directly to the Audible app. Oh, and here's another juicy tidbit. Members keep their library of listens forever, even if you cancel. You can start your 30-day trial and choose one audiobook plus two Audible originals absolutely free. All you have to do is visit audible.com/xpodcast or text xpodcast to 500-500. And since we talk so much about serial killers on the show, I'm going to recommend a book by Philip Carlo. It's called The Night Stalker. And this book is about Richard Ramirez. An excellent book. And you should definitely check that out. It's easy to take advantage of this offer. All you have to do is go to audible.com/xpodcast or text xpodcast to 500-500. Remember that by supporting Audible, you are supporting the X Podcast. Again, to take advantage of the 30-day Audible trial and get one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free, visit audible.com slash X Podcast. Now that's all together, no dash in there. X Podcast, or text X Podcast to 500-500. The next story involves a man that experienced sleep paralysis for around 18 months, and he usually had a typical sense of a shadowy figure standing around his room. But two strikingly different experiences stood out from the rest. The first one started like a typical paralysis story, but quickly developed into a nightmare of hellish proportions. As he relates it, he was lying on his side, facing away from his bedroom door, when he felt the cover shift, like someone was lifting them up. Then he felt something crawl into the bed behind him, the unknown creature. He couldn't turn to see what it was, slid its arms around his waist, and he felt something breathing on his neck. He described it as feeling like he was being cuddled by a skeleton with claws. Heart hammering, muscles unresponsive, he could only lie there while the thing slowly breathed behind him. And finally, it whispered, "Not yet. You're not ready yet. I'll come back when you are," and left. Whatever that means, he hopes he never finds out. This next story comes from a victim who has sleep paralysis on a regular basis and said it's much like living in The Walking Dead, where ghouls and evil just become an everyday chore. One experience of sleep paralysis involved a little creature on her floor eating something. One would hazard at a guess at just what that thing was consuming if one wanted to be driven to the brink of insanity. But something out of an H.P. Lovecraft story with food poisoning. Within a single blink, the creature was suddenly right against the victim's face, chewing. "Remember me?" it whispered. She said, "I'll never get that vision out of my mind." The next victim was having a pleasant dream about a crush, just a girl he liked very much. He slowly realized, like Tom Cruise in Vanilla Sky, that all was too perfect. When he opened his eyes, his crush was still before him, but something was changing. She started to age rapidly, as though she'd chosen to drink from the wrong cup of Christ. The vivid, beautiful environment around her was also slowly turning black. She was way past menopause and through her golden years and quickly approaching maggot stage. The woman continued to stand there and just age at him. The woman in black. The victim says he woke up after feeling a heavy weight on his chest. From the corner of his eye, he could make out a shape of someone at the edge of his bed. The figure had a large hat, its face covered with a veil. It started to stomp his feet and scream at him, wanting him to look, but he couldn't move. He said he laid on his back with his head to the side and remembered trying to move to pick up a glass to throw at the figure, but his arms wouldn't work. When he came round, he burst into tears. One of the most terrifying experiences that he's had, and still to this day, he can't sleep on his back. A devil tried to kill us. Never realized this was what I had experienced until I was looking around on the internet. The worst experience that I've ever had was with a devil-like creature. It was red and black with huge teeth, and it was sitting on me when I woke up. I felt like it was suffocating me. It just kept pushing on my chest, and I couldn't move or scream. I was utterly terrified. What made it really bad was after I got up, my husband woke up startled and told me that something was pressing on his chest, trying to kill him as well. Next, we have a story from Holly. The first time it happened to me was when I went for a nap during the day. I was laying on my side, facing away from the door, when I woke up to the sound of the door closing. I tried to turn around and see who had came into my room, but I couldn't move. My eyes were wide with terror. I could see everything in my room. I heard this thing walk around my room. Then it sat on my bed, and I could feel the bed dip from the weight. It then shuffled toward me, and it felt like it began to spoon me. It was extremely tall. I was trying to move so hard, but all I could do was just lie there still. The thing started breathing on my neck and tickling my back. It then stood up and left after a few minutes. This was the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me. This story comes from England. I was living at home with my mom. I was unwell, so I was in bed all day. My mom was home with me. I must have fallen asleep, as I never heard her open my bedroom door or walk across the room, but I felt her weight sit on the bed beside me. I heard her pick up a cup of water as if checking if it needed refilling, and felt her brush the hair off my face. Then, all of a sudden, I was being choked. I felt hands around my neck. I couldn't open my eyes, as if they were glued shut. And I tried to raise my arms to break free, but it was as if they had been nailed to the mattress. I struggled to breathe, and I felt myself getting lightheaded. Then all of a sudden it went, and I could open my eyes and move again. My mom was nowhere to be seen. In fact, she was upstairs at a neighbor's house. That's it for this edition. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. This is K-Town, and I'll see you next time on The X Podcast.